Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Complete check of these markets coming up when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk about our livestock futures. And actually, livestock finished higher on Friday.
It sure did, Dave. Now, we saw some early two-sided trading, but as you said, we did close on the positive side with quite a few triple-digit gains that closed the staff Friday, so that was good news. A little bit of a resemblance to what we saw the Friday before when we had limit-up moves. You know, at least the positiveness was still there. That, on the week, we ended up losing money. October live cattle last week dropped $5.62 from the previous week. November feeder cattle lost $7.07 on the week. Now, Friday's upside, once again, was mainly technical, as the fundamentals for the cattle industry remained very negative. Both technical and fundamentals are extremely overdone to the downside, due for a correction. Friday choice box beef down $1.78. Select boxes down $1.85. Had a total movement of 201 loads. Cattle slaughter 112,000 head. The weekly cattle kill 571,000. The cash feeder index was down $1.04. On the close Friday, December cattle were $1.37 higher. November feeders up $2.40. And December lean hogs 85 cents higher.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our grain futures here. And ending the week last week, grains finished, well, mostly lower on Friday.
Yes, and, you know, it was a really quiet session, Dave. There was a boring session to some extent. We had really no fresh news out there. We saw some two-sided trading take place. But by the end of the day, everything closed on the negative side, led by the downside in the soybean complex. Now, for the week, our December KC wheat and our December corn both were unchanged for the week, but November soybeans lost 15 cents for the week. Now, Friday at 11 o'clock this week, we will see the USDA supply and demand report. Some of the early report estimates are looking for the numbers a little closer to what we saw from the USDA last month. So maybe we're starting to see the trade feel that maybe the harvest is coming in a little better than previously thought. At the moment, our December KC wheat is 2.25 cents higher. December corn's up 0.75 cents. November soybeans trading 4.5 higher. December cotton's up 40 points. November crude oil up 53 cents at the moment. December dollar index is 4 cents lower. And December Dow Jones futures holding 101 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.